right, welcome to Orphan Radio. My name is Matt.
This is Josh.
Hey, how are you, brother?
Was doing good.
We thought it'd be fun to do an episode where we talk about horror movies because we both love horror movies. It's kind of the reason we became friends all those years ago, that and heavy metal, right?
I thought it was the Chiefs.
That was part of it, too. Do you know what that song was that I played there in the intro?
Cemetery Man?
Yeah. Remember that? You remember how mad you got at me about that 21 years ago?
No, I actually don't.
We went to see it at the Tivoli.
Who's we? Us? You and me?
No, you weren't there. I think it was me and Paul and maybe Nelkin. And for some reason, like, you didn't show up, but we thought we told you, and you were pissed for like 10 years.
Whatever.
I swear. But you said... Go ahead. What?
I remember you guys ditching me. Everyone, you guys were going to go see The Beyond. They were showing it on film.
And where? It was
the Tivoli also.
Okay.
And I was by myself, not only without friends, but in the theater. I
watched the only person there?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
10 o'clock show.
Like, how old were we? High school?
Man, I think you guys were in Lawrence still. I actually drove from Lawrence. And it was pouring rain. And it was fucking freaky.
Really?
Well, yeah, I was the only one in the theater.
Did you get to see Cemetery Man on the big screen?
Yeah, I went and saw it.
You did?
Yeah.
Another time?
Yeah, without you guys.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I
bought it on VHS when your brother and I went to Arkansas when that video store was closing and they did that auction.
Oh, yeah. Those weren't very trashy, those video store auctions. We got a movie called Hercules. What were some of the other ones?
Well, Mike and I were like looking at VHS tapes on opposite sides of the closing down rental store. And the... one guy says, "All right, everyone quiet. Time for group prayer." And Mike and I looked at each other across the room and started laughing.
Well, this was the same company, auction company, that had shut down the place we always used to go called Your Hollywood Connection.
Right.
But did you go to that closing down auction too?
Yeah, I went to it.
That was, so it was the same company did both of them.
Right.
That was kind of weird.
We got, what did he say also? He got Hercules.
We got Hercules, but then there was he mispronounced another one too. Oh, we got the Fugitive.
Oh, yeah.
But they were weird. Like, I think they were all one big family or something.
Yeah.
Because the auctioneer one time was going, "Hey, hey, hey," that whole thing. And one of the other guys came over and pulled out his pants and put a clipboard down his pants. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and one of them was like 400 pounds and the other one like short, and the other one was like 80 pounds and really tall.
He was 7 feet tall. I wish I could remember the name of that company.
Looking for a job?
Actually, yeah. Sorry. So, anyway, have you seen anything good lately?
I just watched Green Room.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah. I started watching a Netflix show last night called Slasher. Have you heard of that?
I started that too.
What did you think?
What'd you think?
No, what did you think?
I didn't make it through the first one.
I didn't either. Cool premise.
What?
I said the story was cool, but the acting was like atrocious.
Yeah.
What are you going to do though, huh?
Shut up. I saw Clown.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was okay. It's worth a watch, I guess. I saw this horrible movie called They're Watching.
Sounds good.
I rewatched Ghoulies 3.
Okay.
It's so fucking good. I finished that Stranger Things TV show.
Oh, what'd you think?
I think it would have been a really good hour and a half movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm only through two episodes so far.
Kind of got bored with it, and I kind of... You know what it made me realize? It made me wish Freaks and Geeks started around the Netflix era.
Right.
Because Freaks and Geeks would still be going. That show would have done so great on Netflix.
Yeah.
And you could almost relate the two of both being like these like period style shows. But the thing with like Freaks and Geeks, I feel like you felt for, they really, every character you felt for and yeah. you were a part of. I think Stranger Things, I just like, I kind of don't feel connected to any character. And I feel they got too caught up on trying to do a certain thing with the, like trying too hard to be 80s or trying to, you know, manipulate a different movie from the past than to like tell the story. I think the story just kind of like, okay, I get it. Let's get there. Mm-hmm. It's cool though, you know?
Yeah. I like it so far. I just, I'll finish it at some point. I've been rewatching Mr. Belvedere.
That's good.
Hey, Wesley. What?
Nothing.
I watched Housebound last week. Have you seen that?
No.
It's pretty good. It's funny.
Is it two girls?
No, babies? It's from New Zealand. It's about this girl who like goes under house arrest at her parents' house. And okay. Has to live with her mom again. It's pretty good.
Did you see Deathgasm?
I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I got a little bored in the last like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But I thought I liked the two guys in it. I thought they were funny. Did you see Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse?
Yeah, I saw that.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I liked that one a lot. That was very fun.
That one scene reminded me of you.
What, where the zombie got his dick ripped off?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, remember that happened to you in high school?
Okay. I watched another one recently that I really didn't like at all. We're going to get on to later stuff we have liked over the past 10 years. And stuff we haven't liked over the past 10 years, but did you see We Are Still Here?
Yeah.
I thought that sucked.
I wasn't into it either.
Everybody, I just heard a lot of good reviews about it, but I wasn't into it. So I thought it might be kind of fun to talk about, I've been obsessed with horror movies since I was a little kid. I know you have too. What are some of the first ones you saw in the theater? Like who got you into horror movies?
Well, two
Your
things.
Mommy.
Shut up, Jesus. Let me answer a fucking question.
Sorry.
I just got into them from going over to this kid's house across the street. And their brothers would play Creepshow all the time. And then watching Poltergeist also at this other kid's house. And the older brother was like, when the tree came alive, he was like, that really happens. And that freaked the shit out of me.
Yeah.
The first I saw The Fly.
Oh yeah.
I spent the night and like, I don't know. What was it with the '80s where it was just like parents would just take you to whatever movie you wanted to go to.
Right.
Is it still like that?
Or rent them.
Yeah. Well, there were a few kids that wouldn't let you, but then you just knew you didn't want to go over there again.
Yeah.
But we went and saw The Fly, which is pretty gory, and there's some nudity. They Live, Pet Sematary, Nightmare on Elm Street.
You saw They Live in the theater?
Yeah, with my dad.
Nice. Okay, what else?
That last scene. You know when it always, like you were watching a horror movie with your parents and a nudity scene came out, it was really uncomfortable.
It still happens.
Okay. And Nightmare on Elm Street 3 were like kind of the first. And The Gate, Critters.
Oh, you saw The Gate in the theater?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that movie.
There is a passageway to the most evil place you can imagine. A gate behind which the demons wait to take back what was once theirs. And now, someone has opened the gate.
Yeah.
This is very good.
Critters 2.
I was making a little list of some of the first ones I saw. Lost Boys.
Damn, I didn't see that in the theater.
Really? That surprises me.
Yeah.
What else? What was the first Halloween you saw in the theater?
4?
Yeah, mine was 2. And then what about Friday the 13th, which was the first one?
I think it was, it might have been, it was either 7 or 8.
Yeah, mine was Jason Takes Manhattan, number 8.
I think it, that might have been mine, actually, too, in the Plaza Theater.
Dude, I remember seeing Halloween 4 in the theater at Oak Park Mall. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
Another one, Texas Chainsaw 3.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Rich took Mike and I, and about 20 minutes into the movie, this lady grabbed her son. They were sitting like 5 rows ahead of us and dragged him out and goes, "This is disgusting." And we were dying. And I said, "Oh yeah, dog."
Remember when we took that trip to see Jason Goes to Hell?
Actually, yeah, I had that written down that I wanted to talk about. That was one of my most fun movie experiences ever.
Who all went?
God, there were like 15 of us. It was like you, me, Max, DJ, Nelkin, Tim Laughlin, T-Loke, Samir, I think he might have been there, Mark Campbell, a bunch of people, but it was opening. What?
Who drove us?
Somebody's mommy. But it was opening night of Jason Goes to Hell at Oak Park Mall, and like you could hear like bottles clanking and stuff. People were getting hammered. Not us, but other people. But the DJ Box, his aunt, was one of the people who took us. And remember, she was friends with the dude who played Jason.
Kane Hodder.
Yeah, so she like was cheering for him the whole time.
Yeah, I just remember I like gave her my a hockey mask, and she was like, "I'll get this signed," and I never got it back.
You should check in with her. It's only been like 22 or 23 years.
Okay.
Yeah, what are some of the other earlier ones you saw in the theater?
I mean,
do you remember the first Power?
Oh yeah.
I just saw that again. Anyway. I saw that in the theater.
I love that movie.
That's a good
one. That's the one movie I watch that movie pretty much every tour because it's the only movie on my iPod.
You have one movie on your iPod and it's the first Power?
I have the first Power on my iPod and Aliens on my computer. So I watch those too.
Okay. Like, do you remember seeing Texas Chainsaw Massacre for the first time?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah, wait, I kind of do. I saw that at Kevin Adley's house.
I mean, that was a game changer for me.
Yeah, that intro is just insane. I remember seeing Sleepaway Camp for the first time.
At a sleepover? Me too. That was awesome.
All the Friday the 13ths.
I can't believe you didn't see Lost Boys in the theater.
No, my mom rented that for me when she went out one night, and I had a babysitter, and I watched that, and she came home in the last 15 minutes and watched it with me, and she loved it, so she went and bought it.
Oh, nice. Now, do you remember, I think you have one up on me that I didn't see in the theater that I'm really jealous of, and that was Monster Squad.
Oh, yeah.
See, I didn't see that one.
I saw that a back-to-back feature, and that was it was either with License to Drive or with Deadpool. It was one of those two.
Oh, nice. That's very good.
Or I just saw those both in the same. You know when you'd go to the theater as a kid and just go to a bunch of movies?
Yeah. That's illegal, first of all.
Hey, Siri.
So I was asking a bunch of people. I took a little poll among some of our friends today about what are some of their most underrated horror movies. You want to go through these and see if any of them would be on your list?
Okay, let's go.
All right. Mike Gilligan. You know him?
He's a good man.
His was Lady in White.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
Oh, I like it. I just don't know how underrated it is.
It's pretty under. I don't think many people know about that.
Okay.
Don't be an idiot. All right. Rich Gilligan.
He's a very good man.
His was Zero Boys. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It's pretty cool.
I know. Is that really horror?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of... It's sort of horror, though. Like, they stumble upon that thing in the woods that's really creepy. Do you remember that? They almost find, like snuff film kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam Dubinsky.
He's a great man.
This is a really good movie. The Host, that Korean movie.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
That's a good one. Benji King.
He's a good man.
Halloween 3.
I don't know. These aren't Zero Boys is the only one that's somewhat underrated.
Dude, nobody knows about Lady in White.
They play it on TV.
It doesn't mean they don't know it, that people don't know it. It might mean that it's underrated, underappreciated.
All right.
Frank Catano. His was Eden Lake. Have you ever seen that?
No.
That's a good one. It's British. British. Just like Mr. Belvedere.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. We got two from a couple ladies.
They're very great women.
Julie Z, hers is Session 9. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
And then Emily is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
There you go.
That's a good one. Justin Nofel.
He's a good man.
His were Stepfather and Critters.
Yeah.
Ricky Livers.
He's a good man.
Invaders from Mars and Life Force. I've never seen either of those.
Yeah, those are both great.
Phil Best had two awesome ones.
Life Force is in my top, might be in my top 10.
Really?
Yeah, I love that movie. I think it's a little more sci-fi.
Yeah.
But
that's okay.
Yeah. You're making the rules.
Thanks. Phil Best had two good ones.
What's that?
Night of the Creeps and Dead and Buried.
Ooh, yeah.
Very good.
That opening scene in Dead and Buried, it's awesome.
Yeah, totally. Paul Sanders.
Hey, P. Sanders, he's a good, good man.
He has another classic, Society.
Oh, yeah, that's in my tops.
Tim Laughlin.
Yeah. He's a good man.
He had Ravenous. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's
David
a good
Arquette,
one.
David Arquette, right?
Huh?
I think David Arquette's in that.
Yeah, it's about cannibalism.
What shit. About yours?
I have a couple more I just want to throw out there real quick. My friend Greg Kirby.
He's a good man.
He had Exorcist 3 and Night of the Demons.
Very good.
Luke Stammerman. Peanut Butter Solution. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, it's a good one. Recently added to Netflix.
Dave White said Monkey Shines.
I saw that in the theater.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then Rob DePaola.
He is a good man. He's a big businessman.
He has Audition, which I've never seen.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yep.
How is it?
Good.
Cool, you're dynamic. some of my most underrated were The Stepfather, The Host, People Under the Stairs.
Oh, yeah, great.
The Hitcher, the original one.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah.
That's a good one. American Gothic.
I would see that. That would be one I would consider more like underrated. And yeah. That's what we're still talking about, right?
That's right.
Huh? Go.
You ever seen The Prowler? It's directed by the same guy who made Friday the 13th Part 4. It's pretty good. It's from the early 80s.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And then, I don't know why nobody ever talks about this movie, but Near Dark.
Oh, yeah.
That movie is awesome. Vampire Program.
What's the girl's name who directed that?
Catherine Bigelow.
Yeah.
Now she's a big businesswoman.
Jesus, I guess.
She also made another great film that's not a horror film called Point Break. And I also had on here Tremors, even though that's kind of more sci-fi. I love that movie.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen The Wicker Man?
Oh, yeah.
The original, obviously. Yeah. The Wicker Man.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, God! Oh, Jesus Christ!
Dude, the lady in that and the lady in Cemetery Man, the woman in Cemetery Man and the woman in Wicker Man are two of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
Wow.
Sorry.
Can I go now?
I kind of want to keep talking about myself for a while. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I think one that is very underrated is Vampire in Brooklyn.
With Eddie Murphy?
No. I was like putting together, I was trying to think of a list of like the best directed Wes Craven movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. There aren't a ton. It's hard to put together a top five. But he did Vampire in Brooklyn, and that's why I said that. But like, so it was like Nightmare in Elm Street, Hills Have Eyes, People Under the Stairs, Nightmare 2, and Shocker.
Deadly Friend is cool too.
Oh, Deadly Friend. That's what, I wrote that on the list. Deadly Friend is a, so if I was going to go up like more under, I think that one's kind of under the radar a little bit.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Basket Case.
Yeah.
Kind of. Video Dead, I've always liked that. I don't know. Forever Evil, Slaughter High. Luther the Geek. The Hidden.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That, Kyle MacLachlan. Used to freak out over Rabid Grannies.
What about Brain Scan?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Better than good. What about okay. Cemetery Man? Oh.
Clown House?
Yeah, that's a cool one.
Hey,
you know what's another good one? Let's take a break and play one song. You want to?
Yeah.
And I want to play this song. It's from My Bloody Valentine, the original one from 1981. It's called The Ballad of Harry Warden. Huh?
Okay, cool.
Do a line from that movie.
Axel!
And then he goes, why don't you back the fuck off, man?
Play it.
Once upon a time, on a sad valentine, in a place known as Hanigermine, a legend began, every woman and man would always remember the time. And those who remained were never the same, you could see the fear in their eyes. Once every year, as the 14th draws near, there's a hush all over the town. For the legend they say on a Valentine's Day is a curse that'll live on and on. And no one will know as the years come and go of the horror from long time ago. Twenty years came and went, and everyone spent the 14th in quiet regret. And those still alive know the secret survives in the darkness that looms in the night. For the legend they say on a Valentine's Day is a curse that'll live on and on. And no one will know as the years come and go of the horror from long time ago. This little town, when the 14th comes round, there's a silence and fear in the air. Remember the morn that the legend was born, all the shock and the horror was there. For the legend they say on a Valentine's Day is a curse that'll live on and on. And no one will know as the years come and go of the horror from long time ago. And no one will know as the years come and go of the horror from long time ago.
All right, we're back. Did you see the My Bloody Valentine remake?
No.
In 3D?
Oh, yeah. No.
It was good.
Serious?
Yeah, it was fun. Hey, I like to have a good time.
Okay. I haven't seen a lot of remakes.
I think there's actually been quite a few good remakes in the past 10 years.
I'm sure. Let's get into it.
All right, man. Let's do it, Mom. My Bloody Valentine was decent. I know that I've liked a couple that you didn't like that much. Like, I thought the Evil Dead remake was good.
If it was just called a different movie and not, like, still, I don't know. It was just kind of, I wasn't into it.
Hills Have Eyes remake I thought was really good.
I do want to see that. I never saw that.
And it's by the same director of High Tension, and I think High Tension was one of the best horror movies of the past 15 years. Do you agree?
I guess. I'd need to go through a list. Well, I mean, I just, you know.
I have a list of some more recent ones that we'll get to, and you can say yay or nay.
I have a blurry line in High Tension of what that ending still.
Yeah, I know, but fuck it. Okay. So, how about the Town That Dreaded Sundown remake?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
I watched that with you, remember?
Yeah, I didn't. Was that really a remake?
Well, it's based on a movie from 1977 or 78.
Right.
But, I mean, it was a lot different, but it had the same name, so we'll call it that.
Okay.
What about the Crazies remake? Did you see that?
I did.
That was okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of surprised they actually haven't made a High Tension remake, you know?
I mean,
like a U.S. one.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe starring a little Ashton Kutcher or something, you know?
He is pretty on top right now. Mm. They're remaking It and Pet Sematary.
You know, I've never seen It.
It's okay.
I saw Pet Sematary opening night at Oak Park Mall. That was pretty awesome.
That Rachel scene freaked me out as a kid.
That's creepy. And Pet Sematary 2, I love that movie.
Yeah, that's good.
It's very good.
Keep going.
Okay. So how about I ask you about... I have some from the past 10 years or so that I liked. I'm going to throw them out there and you say yay or nay, okay?
Okay.
Ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Sinister?
I didn't see it.
Oh, man, it's good. How about The Mist?
Yeah, it's really good, but I don't think I could ever watch it again.
Because it was so depressing?
I think the ending's different than the book, if I remember. Maybe I did see Sinister.
You read a book?
Yeah, it's just that ending's too much.
How about The Strangers?
Never saw it.
Hmm. How about House of the Devil?
I've started Strangers like 3 times and just haven't.
It's pretty good.
House of the Devil. I love House of the Devil. I think
that was
great.
Awesome. How about Attack the Block? Did you see that?
Yeah, that's really good.
And then another one I had on here that I thought was okay was It Follows.
Yeah, I would say it's good.
It's very good. No, it was all right.
Yeah, that last 20 minutes or so.
Now, here's some from the past.
Not so great.
10 years or so that everybody made a big deal out of that I did not like. We Are Still Here. I already talked about that.
Yeah.
The Babadook.
I'm not into that.
I was not into that shit at all.
No.
I mean, that was so hyped.
It was, I don't know. Everyone tries. It's on a deeper level of dealing with, you know, yeah.
When I saw that, I was kind of like, homie, don't play that. what did you think of I Saw the Devil? And is that a horror movie? The Korean movie?
I never saw that.
Oh, man. You blew it.
It's why they took it off the market?
Yeah. what do you think about the new Rob Zombie movie? Do you like his movies at all?
Yeah, some of them are pretty good. What's the new one?
It's called 31. I think it comes out in September.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I'll go see it.
I think the new Ty West, that Western, looks really cool.
I haven't seen the preview for that. What's it called? Look it up, man.
Something in a Valley of Violence.
I'll look it up.
Speaking of Westerns, Bone Tomahawk.
Oh, yeah. Bone Tomahawk was awesome.
Really great.
Yeah.
That's border. I'd consider that horror.
I think it was, yeah. Did you like The Ring?
Yeah, I like that.
That was a good one. What about Drag Me to Hell?
Yeah, that was great.
I watched it recently again, and I didn't like it as much the second time.
Yeah.
I don't care. Do you think I have a chance with the lady from Cemetery Man?
Yeah.
Anna Falke?
I think you have a chance with the woman from Wicker Man. She was, like, what, 25 in 1970-something?
That's right. I don't care. Hey, I don't care.
I liked a movie that you didn't like.
What?
Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, I wasn't that into that.
I think you should revisit it.
I might. I made a little list too of movies that we've seen that we saw in the theater together. Do you want to hear it? Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers.
We saw that with your mom too.
No, I don't think my mom was at that one. My mom was at when we went and saw H2O.
Right. You're right. That's right.
Mother.
Where did we see Curse?
Southwind. No. Wait. I can't remember if it was that Movies 10 or Southwind, but we went there straight from school because it started at like 3:15 or something. Remember?
Yeah.
We missed the first couple minutes.
Yeah.
You started crying.
It was Movies 10 because weren't we cracking up when they did that Beavis and Butthead impersonation? Paul Rudd does it, doesn't he?
No, it's not Paul Rudd. It's another character. No,
it's the other. Yeah.
H2O, we saw that together. I thought of one that we saw a long time ago together in the theater, In the Mouth of Madness.
Oh, yeah. Was that with Laughlin?
Yeah, I think Tim was there, too.
That was when we took Tim and I. We went to the mall, Metcalf Mall, and then we wanted to get something to eat, and Hooters was right across the street.
That's right.
And we had our girlfriends. Tim and I both had girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, they went outside.
Wait, I didn't?
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
The girlfriends went outside and a ride pulled up and they got in and took off. And then they both broke up with us that night. And so we went and saw In the Mouth of Madness.
Over the phone, right?
Yeah.
You guys were devastated, I remember.
One phone call. So they just handed it, like one talked to me. It's like, yeah, I don't want to see you anymore. And then she handed it. And she's like, can you put Tim on the phone? And give it to Tim.
You're a good man. All right, well, anything else you want to talk about? I think we're done. I need to take a nap.
Haven't you taken one today?
I did. But seriously, though, do you think I have a chance with that chick from Cemetery Man? Cemetery?
Yeah, I do. Who's your favorite actor from Friday the 13th Part 5?
Probably Roy. Who's yours?
Gramps, Vernon Washington.
Actually, that's a good question before we go. What do you think... If you had to pick one Friday the 13th, what's your favorite?
5.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
How is it not? It's the most amazing. It's in my top 10 of movies of all time.
What about 2, 3, and 4?
I love 6. 7 is not so... 7's fine.
8 sucks.
Is that Manhattan, right?
Yeah.
Jason
Goes to Hell is great. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. Manhattan's so cheesy. It's not bad. Mm. I mean, it's bad, but it's.
I caught some of it on TV the other day.
5 is the best.
I don't know. I think 2, 3, and 4 are tied for me. I love the way they look. I just love them.
Yeah.
They're very, very good.
All right. Well, it's been fun.
Should we just play a bunch of horror movie songs and then, you know, that'll be it?
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, it was good to see you.
I guess.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.